Jeff Cohen joins us from WNPR. He is at Chris Murphy headquarters covering the U.S. Senate race in Connecticut against Chris Murphy against Linda McMahon. And Jeff, thank you very much for being with us. I assume upbeat mood at the Chris Murphy headquarters.
It is. And if I have to stop talking because of the waves of shouting, I apologize. But people here are quite excited for Mr. Murphy. And gather around a series of television sets as is sort of the norm here. And every time a new state comes up with a Senate race or a new state for the president, it gets a little raucous here. But things are definitely up.
What do you make of the role of the McMahon money in this apparently doomed race for her?
You know, it's an interesting thing. I cover the city of Hartford here in Connecticut, and one thing that you see is a poor city. And one thing that you see, have seen for a long time, is Democrats spending a lot of money to get out the vote. What you see this year is a very active ground game for Ms. McMahon spending money, not just in Hartford, but in Bridgeport, in Waterbury, all in New Haven, all of the cities, and paying not just for advertising, but for door knockers, you know, signs and door knockers that say things like, you can vote for Obama and for McMahon, which might seem inconsistent on some policy matters, but politically speaking, it was something that a message that made sense. In fact, all throughout the state today, there were young people and McMahon paid workers with T-shirts on that said, "I support Obama and McMahon." But you know, it doesn't appear to have worked. And in fact, you know, I spoke to some kids today who were wearing those shirts, standing outside of polls here in Hartford, who said, "I'm wearing the shirt. It's a job. I'm making some money. But if I was old, if I was old enough to vote, I wouldn't vote for it."
Throw me a couple bucks, I'll wear a T-shirt. Why
not? Give me
a
shirt.
Yeah. Jeff Cohen of WNPR at Chris Murphy headquarters in Hartford, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.